It's time to get a little less serious about wrestling. This is the Alternate Commentary Table with lifelong friends.
Notice your difference in size.
And lifelong wrestling fans.
Each is a very capable performer, and each is a little too clever to give the other boy much of an advantage.
Mitch Hontzius
credits himself with a lot of power.
And Dimitri Karolis
said that he got all that power from drinking raw olive oil all through his youth.
What, you don't think I'll start it?
Well, I know
I start when I want.
Hey, wait a minute. Somebody at the door?
He's at the door.
Don't answer it.
That's got it. We're busy. We're busy. You know what we're busy doing? The ACT. That's what we're busy doing in our rooms, Daddy. That's right. On the alternate commentary table, brought to you by the McGuire on Wrestling podcast feed. That's right. You can stream this show, all the shows, anywhere where you're streaming your podcast. We leave the power to you. It's where you decide. If you're a visual, that's fine. Go on the YouTube. McGuire on Wrestling's on the YouTube as well. Shout out to all the faithful. Shout out to the GW Joe. Shout out to the Tips. Shout out to the Maddie. Shout out to the Brian. Shout out to everybody. That's GW04 Life. Shout out to those that do the search for the merch.
I like it.
McGuireShow.com. Shout out to everyone that's on the Team MOW Facebook page. Hashtag Team MOW. Daddy's outside the door. He's in town. We couldn't make it happen. And of course, do we call it, like, if we have Daddy, like, would Andy be uncle? Like, what do we do here?
Uncle Andy.
Uncle Andy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's got a nice little buzz.
That. Uncle Andy.
The theme song.
Yeah.
It's getting me every time.
Oh, it's good.
It's a good one. Yeah. It's like, if I was, you know what, if I was a professional athlete
right.
and I had the warm-up, that's what I'm coming out to.
I feel that. You know what? Listen.
Move over, Van Halen.
I feel like we all just, okay, we do the merch, right? We all got that going. Next is we all need theme songs.
We need entrance music.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way it is.
Yeah. There's no other choice.
When you really think about it, I mean, more people know that stuff about their wrestler than their own merch, right? Like, the minute John Cena goes on, it doesn't matter where I'm at. I could be in a business meeting, and somebody's walking by, and that goes on. I'm standing up, and I'm putting the three fingers in the air with the, you know, with the okay sign. I'm doing
right,
it.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
The WWE, or wrestling, it's not just WWE, the wrestling theme song is a work of art.
It really is.
Because it's a song you can listen to.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the top 40 Billboard chart, but it's a song you can also walk out to. You listen to people's theme songs and you're like, yeah, well, this is how I would do the entrance.
Oh,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Take for you right off the shoot. Theme songs. Who are you walking out to? Okay. And John Cena, outside of Cena.
Okay, fair enough.
Got it.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what? What a way, because this is the way I was going to start it. I'll tell you exactly whose theme song I want and entrance right now. The new Rock. That lightning in the background and the Brahma bull kind of flashing back and forth. And yes, you want to walk into a room? That's how you want to walk into a room.
Dressed like that.
Buddy.
On top of it.
I'm just saying.
It's crazy. You know who I've always... You know who my favorite, like, the, if I go in the old school, you know who my favorite ones are?
Who?
I go Rick Rude / Val Venus.
Yeah.
I just think it's for me.
For sure. I see.
I
don't know why you think you're Rick Rude-ish, but I get, but your personality is Rick Rude-ish.
It's the saxophone. Yeah. It's the saxophone.
Yeah.
You give me a saxophone.
Right, right.
And a set of tights.
Yeah.
And a good story. I'm walking out any aisle.
See, I'm more of a clarinet guy.
You would be a yeah. I could see you as like a Santino Marella type of.
I absolutely think
I could
so.
See it.
Me and him would be a great combo together.
You know who else is amazing, right? Because there's the song theme song version,
right?
Like if you do like the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
That's a great one.
You're like, that's a, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's got some edge.
That one's actually a good one too.
It's a.
You walk into a room with that, not bad.
It might be my.
That
one
seems more up your alley. Okay.
Pound for pound.
Right.
But then you got the Mr. Perfect.
Okay. Were you reading my notes again?
No. Why?
Okay. Just stop. This is getting bad.
Why?
You'll see later.
Okay,
but this
fair
is
enough.
Bad.
Okay. So for those that are listening and they don't understand like this joke we referenced to, we have, it's bad. It's really bad.
For the last 7 years, Dimitri and I have been doing a podcast. We do the sports show. Now we're, you know, very honored to be doing this ACT. And we also do a live Greek show, you know, every Saturday from 10 to 11 on CJSW 90.9 here in Calgary, Alberta. There are times I do the agenda, everybody. Okay. I put the notes together just to keep us on track. Cause trust me, you don't want us not to have this in front of me. Okay. We would be, it's like herding cats. We'll be everywhere. You guys, think it's bad now? It'll get worse.
Exactly. Think about it. This is us with structure.
With somewhat of structure. Exactly. So I write some things down, and then Dimitri brings up things that I'm not joking you. He has no idea what I wrote, because we do it on purpose to make it more fun that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. Some, you know, Mike has seen it. Daddy's seen it firsthand. But for all of you listening, Mitch is the agenda guy. That's his role. He puts it all together every week. I literally walk in with him. I have zero idea. We don't talk through the week about it.
Well, we talk.
I
mean, we're not talk about the agenda.
No, we talk wrestling.
Because I don't want you to be embarrassed. We're friends.
We're friends. Yeah, exactly. But in terms of what he has written down.
Like we are friends, right?
In terms of what he has written down, I have no idea. I come in blind. I'm just reactive.
Yeah.
But we're in sync. So that's why we say, okay, this is creepy. Like the crescendo was. What was it?
The same person.
Okay, we did the UFC WWE crossover dream match, and yes. I said Brock Lesnar versus Brock Lesnar. He had it in his notes.
I had it in my notes. Brock Lesnar versus Brock Lesnar.
It's creepy.
It's bad, guys.
It's bad.
It's not good.
So anyways, Mr. Perfect, Bret Hart, these are the guys that have no, like, it's just.
Agreed.
Symphony.
Agreed. It's their business card. The theme song at the beginning, your entrance, is your business card.
Yes.
That's it. Stone Cold. I mean, not maybe my thing, but. I'd be lying if I don't get chills every time I hear the glass shattering.
Okay, we said theme song. Right. I'll let you go in. I just want to ask one more thing.
Sure.
Theme song, great. Entrance. Right. Like, and what I mean by entrance is now theme song is added, right. Yes, yeah. But it's also the walk, the move, the presentation. Who's got...
Easy. Ivor. Done.
Come on, Mitch. Come on. Who's got one of the best entrances?
Well, you know what? Hands down, it's got to be The Undertaker. I mean, every time, maybe not so much when he was the badass American guy, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe not so much that. Even though I didn't mind the motorcycle thing, it was okay. But I think when you talk about walking, like his music comes on, everyone's like, oh my God. And then the walk and the stride and the guard, like his robe / jacket and the hood. You can't really beat it. Kane is another one. Like those two, those are pretty iconic.
Yeah, you know what? You know who else I just always liked? I don't know if it's the best, but Triple H. I liked that one.
That's
too.
With one
the
too.
The guy took a water bottle and made something of it.
That's a good point.
It's incredible. It's
you
a
know
thing.
He probably forgot he had it in his hand at the time.
You think? I bet you that's what it was.
It's like, I better do something. This is embarrassing.
Spit it on myself.
Exactly.
It made him look tough.
It did. There was something about it. You know, there's a guy that changed his image so much, eh? Like, he was when he was, you know, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. And then, you know, he was kind of skinnier. And then he got bigger. Mm-hmm. And then there was a time he got hurt and he came back and he was... His body type has very much fluctuated.
He was the game. He was the DX. You're right. Yeah. Did you watch... the Rivals, The Rock versus Triple H
yes,
the other
I
Sunday.
Did.
Dude,
yes, I
what
did.
A. You just forget.
Wait a minute. They were rivals then.
Exactly.
They were supposed to be the wrestler. The Rock sure does bring up how he's the, you know,
boss. The head of
all the boss. Yeah, exactly.
But you know what they didn't touch on?
What's
yesterday?
That?
He goes, I'm your boss. And I'm your boss. But what a missed opportunity to be like, so are you. Roman Reigns, boss.
They kind of, so let's get
they
into
did,
it.
But they did, but they did.
You're right. And you know what I'm liking?
They
WWE?
Suntanned under the shade, Mitch.
I agreed. Listen, the one thing, let's get right into it now. The one thing I really like about what's happening with this whole, you know, setup to WrestleMania, because we're 3 weeks away, a month away, whatever you want to call it, okay? We're on our way there. They got to let this burn for a while, and they're doing the slow burn. Mm-hmm. I like this. They're bringing it up. They're getting us all excited. But then they're stopping it. And then we're waiting. Now we're waiting for Monday Night Raw. Are they going to get at it again? Or we got to wait all the way for SmackDown again? I like what they're doing. And they're not like hitting each other. Yeah, they got the security. So it makes you think they're going to all get going. But they're holding it. Hold it steady, boys. Hold it steady. But, you know, there is something big coming up at WrestleMania.
You
for
can't,
sure.
You cannot have it any other way.
Right.
And... this is brilliance.
Yes.
This whole storyline here is one of the best storylines I'll say ever.
I'm loving it right now.
Because you're right. They're giving it just enough.
Yes.
it's the sum of all parts that's really making this all happen. Individually, Roman Reigns is good. The Rock is good. Cody Rhodes is good. Seth Rollins is good. Paul Heyman is good. Triple H is good. Individually, they're all good.
Yes, yes.
Collectively, no one's grandstanding one over the other.
Yes.
Right? They're just...
Well, they're trying to.
They are,
yeah.
But they're not... Listen, they're not... And I got to be PG about this over
right,
there.
Right,
but
right.
Let's just say...
Hey.
Let's just say they're not bringing in the closing pitcher in the first inning.
Right, right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on... So it started on Monday Night Raw where, you know, Cody and Roman or Rollins, Seth Rollins, get together and they're like, hey, listen, we got to have each other's back. We got to do our thing. They're calling us out on the tag team. What do? They show up on Friday. They come out of the crowd like the Shield. Not really sure what was that was all about, but whatever. Do you get this feeling? And I know I do it each kind of time I get, you know, wrestlers that I don't think like each other, but the Seth and the Dwayne, they do seem to have a little animosity. There seems to be a little something there.
I think Rollins has got a chip on his shoulder with everybody.
I know he does.
I think he's one of those.
I did love the comment where he's like, you've had your time.
Exactly.
You're going through a midlife crisis. I have to admit, listen, The Rock, no one can touch him on the mic. Rollins is not even in my top 10, but he is great with the mic and he's doing a good job. And I'm telling you right now, that comment, I don't care if it was a joke. I don't care. Listen, at my age, you make those kind of comments, I'll laugh and I'm like, well, and I'll start crying.
Check the brilliance out. Check the brilliance out. It came after they were all singing his theme song.
Right, right. Yeah, it's true.
You know,
what are your thoughts right now? Where do you think if you had to like literally do a poll? Survey says, what's the love right now for the bloodline, the more specifically the Rock and Roman versus the Cody and the Seth? What do you think?
Now that I've seen it in presentation as it's working, yeah. Now I really love it.
What I'm asking you is the crowd. You think it's 50-50, 60-40 either
the crowd.
Side, 80-90-10? Where do you think it lies?
No, I think the majority of the people are on Cody's side. I think it's I think it's 70-30.
Really?
I think it's 70-30. I think everyone knows it's time.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
This time thing, I got to be honest. I'm going to say something here. I am looking forward. And I want in WrestleMania, I'm dead serious when I say this. If Cody doesn't win, I think that's the better play. Because follow me on this. He wins it, whatever, great. The story ends. We're all crying. We're happy. We're hugging our wives at the end of it, whatever. Then what? See, in a weird way, you got to just look at it going, what is more dramatic? What's more like, of course you want to cheer and you're like the good guy wins, but right. In real life, you know, hey, hot take, life isn't easy.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you this. The whole then what, I think the whole problem has been,
yeah,
it's all about the then what for Roman Reigns.
Right.
Roman Reigns could never lose the belt because what's next for him? Everyone he's already beaten. It's part of his shtick.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He has a then what guy.
Right, right.
It's his cousin.
That's why it works right. On that side.
So now right. It's time. That's where I say it's like the fans wanted it last year.
Right.
They didn't get it. Hey, let me tell you something, Cody Crybabies or Daydreamers. Out of respect to you.
Thank you.
I know you want to tell us how we're supposed to write it.
Yeah.
But Roman Reigns is winning. And he wins.
Yes.
Right? I think it's time for Solo Sikoa to start making a real run on his own without being a bloodline lackey.
Do you think his finger will ever heal? I'm really worried about his thumb.
At this point in time, it's you need to be concerned. It's been a long year taped up. And if you're just re-injuring,
can I just throw
that
something
has long-term repercussions, bitch.
I'm just saying, circulation.
Circulation.
Let it breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe just take the tip off.
just throwing that out there.
We're not asking for the whole cast.
No.
Just take off the tip.
That's it.
And then it's, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, that's his jabbing part.
I'm just saying it's never going to heal if you keep using it and you're not letting it breathe. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
Unless he's doing that, in which case we digress.
Exactly.
And apologize for the assumption. But that's where I say I think it's time. So now here it's time for the bloodline to break up. And here's what I love about this whole thing. Is it The Rock that turns on Roman Reigns?
100%.
I think so, too. That's where I'm leaning.
Well, I guess, does it matter who turns on who? There is going to be a turn.
Well, this is what I say. Yeah. Is it Triple H that comes out and says, I run the show here? Is it the Paul Heyman who goes, you know what? I'm a rock guy.
Yeah, right.
I'm a solo guy. Because Paul Heyman now has the angle of, I was with CM Punk.
Right.
I was with Brock Lesnar. I was with the Roman Reigns. But now your time is done. I'm going solo.
You mean Hall of Famer Paul Heyman?
What?
Yeah. You know what? Well done. The guy deserves it. Absolutely. Come 100%. On.
100%.
Come on. 100%. And they're talking about like who's going to bring him out, like who's going to introduce him. A lot of people are saying it should be Tommy Dreamer. I don't know who it should be. I never really put that much thought into it. But
that's a good point.
But you know what? I think it should be somebody from ECW, even though he's done a great job at WWE, and he's like, to your point, all these great people that he worked with. I think ECW is really technically where everyone knows him, or you know, started seeing who's this new Vince McMahon guy kind of thing, right? You know?
Yeah.
Sorry, but I didn't mean to.
No.
That was just. Yeah.
We call him Vance McDonald.
Yeah, okay,
just in case.
Okay, so we talk a little bit about that. Let's go over to Raw for 1 second. Why? Because last week,
what happened, dude? The other shows were so good this week.
I agree.
I actually forgot what happened on Raw.
The only reason I want to bring up one thing on Raw, because we were talking about it last week, is the Intercontinental Championship. Who's going to take on Gunther at WrestleMania? None of us could figure it out because we're like, well, what's going to happen? And then finally, they figured it out. They said, okay, we're going to do this coming Monday, a gauntlet match. Now, does that mean one guy comes in and then he wins and then the next guy? Or is it just a Royal Rumble type of idea? Like they're all just fighting each other and then whoever pins wins.
Yeah, that's what I want to know too. Is it American Gladiator style gauntlet?
Like, what are we talking
about? Like the Eliminator?
Yeah.
Is it two people start and one person comes in? Is it a little mini Royale?
This is what I'm figuring out. Like, they keep throwing all these different matches at us. Like, tell me what you mean by the gauntlet. Like,
yeah. You know what I mean? What's the gauntlet?
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the video game gauntlet?
So who do we got in the gauntlet? Chad Gable makes the cut. I like it. It makes sense. One of the matches, Dimitri's talked about it all year. One of the best matches of the year.
100%.
And there's a great little storyline where Chad comes out and goes, you made my daughter cry. I like that one. Because it was real. She did cry.
She did cry.
Sami Zayn. Hey, listen, you can't have a story without Sami in it.
You know, Sami Zayn is the feature in the restaurant. It's not on the menu, but it's the feature. And they're really pushing it.
That's right.
They're really selling the feature
here. And when you have to take on Ivar and who's got the most ungroomed beard match on Monday night, yeah, that's right.
That's tough.
That's tough.
It's like two pieces of Velcro trying to wrestle each other.
That's exactly.
You know, the referee at this point is like, how do I unstick?
It was tough. I saw it myself.
And I will say the Velcro is probably one of the most ingenious modern day inventions that we hold.
Absolutely it is. Like, why can't we have more shoes? Like, why? You know, look, the laces are nice, but the Velcro?
Who shamed the Velcro shoe?
That's right.
Why is it only for Walmart and Target?
And kids.
And kids.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's make a stand. Do we bring the Velcro shoe back?
We're PAV, people against Velcro.
No, we're people for Velcro.
PFV.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right.
Let's start it.
Let's, dude.
You know, I'll tell you these things that I keep starting.
Can I talk to you over here?
Yeah.
Can I talk to you over here?
What's that?
I'm going to, the alternate commentary shoe.
That's a good
It's our own merch.
Yeah.
It's a Velcro. It's got a little, you know what I mean?
Nice.
One big strap or three straps? Like, what do we do?
To your point. Look at that, the boot that the wrestlers wear. That's a lot of lace.
A lot of lace.
I'm just saying. JD McDonagh makes the cut. I don't know how this guy got into this match. How did he get in?
Me neither.
How did he get in? You know, you got Damian Priest, who's got this bag ready to go at any time, the suitcase. Just throwing that. I know he's a tag team champ, but, you know, just throwing that out there. Bronson Reed, you know, maybe the heavy favorite. No pun intended. But I'm just saying.
I like him.
Nakamura?
Again, he's kind of a feature menu. They're really what do they do with this guy all of a sudden?
And Ricochet. Where did Ricochet? How is Ricochet getting number 29, 28 in the Royal Rumble? And you get into and you haven't been fighting at all. I haven't seen him anywhere.
I don't get him. I'm not a fan.
Neither am I. So the winner goes to WrestleMania. That's the thing here. None of these names are really like making me excited, which makes me realize Gunther's going to win WrestleMania no matter who it is.
Who do you give it to?
I wanted Dominic is who I wanted.
That, okay.
But you got destroyed.
We can't have what we want all the time.
Fair enough. Respect.
So,
do I like in the gauntlet?
Who do you want to win? Who do you want? If those out of all of them, who would you like to see face the Goonth at the WrestleMania and potentially win the title?
I think it's got to be Chad Gable. I actually do think. I mean, based on their last match, based on the little storyline that they can work with, I think that's the one you go with.
I agree. If anyone's going to take it off of the Goonth, I want it to be the Gable.
Yeah.
With the Sami Zayn, if he wins, I want him to lose at WrestleMania.
Right.
I want him to snap.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Right? Because you see, he's on tilt.
He's on
this
tilt.
Whole thing, he's on tilt.
Hey, man, it'll do it to you.
You know?
I get it.
The Gunther's a competitor. But I still maintain I love your idea.
Which one?
About Kaiser.
Well,
to me, that's succession planning at its finest.
Right, I appreciate there. You liked it, but WWE didn't like it because last week, Damian Priest and Finn Balor take on Ludwig and what's the guy's name? Vinci. They take on and they lose. I gave you guys the idea. Take it to the WrestleMania and nothing. You kill it right on the vine. I mean, I set you nice. Those guys had some great matches with the New Day.
That's right.
The New Day are, you know, one of the top tag teams of all time. They showed that they can, you know, match up. And in 1 week, you kill the whole idea? The whole idea is thrown out?
You know what? I personally think that Rhea Ripley should just win, absolve herself from any Judgment Day business.
Right.
And be done with it.
Yeah.
It's running stale.
I agree.
Mitch, this thing's running stale.
Yeah.
You got Big Head over here who, like, loses all the time.
Exactly.
Like it's not good.
No, it's not good.
They're stifling their star in Dom Dom.
Yes, 100%.
Stifling him.
Stifling.
This was the North American champion, you guys.
Yes.
He meant something to the hearts and minds of the people.
That's right.
And this is how you betray him? This is how you respect him?
That's wrong.
By putting him in a tag team with JD McDonagh? Finn Balor brought him in the group and Finn Balor doesn't even want to do business with him.
This is what I'm saying. And that's another Judgment Day. You guys got to figure thing out here. Just figure out, are you guys ruthless and really bad? Or are you guys just like, kind of like.
Yeah, what do you want?
Tough guys in the alley that no one wants to really mess with. And you guys, but you mind your own business at the same time.
Yeah, you guys are like the losers in post-secondary school that think you're smart. You hang out in a group and you still only get 70% on all projects. Like, enough is enough.
Okay, real quick. I mean, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm just going to say this Becky Lynch thing is not working. We've already talked about it. They got to figure something out there. Thank you, Live Morgan, for going out there and, you know, teaching Becky a lesson. Show up and do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, that's a way to live.
Now.
See what I did?
I did. I could talk. We could jump into the Jey Uso taking on McIntyre, but it's the same storyline. It's the same storyline. They fight. And the bloodline comes out and interferes and blah, blah. So, Jey, this is it. We've said it once. We'll say it again. Just go back.
Just go back, man.
It's not working for you by yourself.
No, it's not. You tried it. You did a little handshake thingy.
Yeah.
You got your arms up and down. The crowd loves it.
It's a great entrance. Speaking of the entrances again.
Exactly.
I really like it. But it's not going over well for you. In fact, I dare I say your record as an individual actually kind of sucks.
It's not great.
It's not. I guarantee you it's not over 500.
And the yeet?
And I kind of like the yeet.
I'm not a fan of the yeet.
You don't like the yeet?
I think it's bull yeet.
My wife asked me something the other day. I said, yeet. She goes, no yeet. I'm like, oh, you're Jimmy Uso, are you? It's become a thing in my family. All right, let's jump over to the it was the promo of the week, AEW. They were far over, sorry, the pay-per-view was excellent. Was great. We didn't talk about it really at length last week. Let's just go right into it. The big elephant.
I want to say one thing before you go, because I don't want to lose sight.
Sure, sure.
AEW, absolutely for me, in my opinion, Team MOW, chime in on the Facebook page. Would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
Show of the week.
Easily.
By a mile for a lot of reasons. But you're right. Let's give the man his due.
His due. How did you like the ending? Because a lot of people are like, does he go out a loser? Does he and Darby Allin lose their championship, tag team champion belts? Or do they keep them and whatever, you know, Sting goes out on a win? What'd you think? What'd you like?
I liked, now that it's all done.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Now that it's all done, I actually loved every part of this journey.
Yeah.
I kind of love knowing the end now. Like, now that I have the power of hindsight,
right?
Everything worked. The pay-per-view was great.
Yep.
The match was fantastic. And not just because Darby Allin put himself through glass.
No, I mean, that's like the cherry on top.
That was cherry on top. Everything
that cherry
worked.
Wasn't really needed either, let's just be honest.
Listen, everything worked from his boys being out there,
right,
dressed as different eras of Sting. Sting himself winning with the Scorpion Deathlock. You know, absolutely everything that's going on over there. It was absolutely and utterly amazing. We got a joiner.
Oh, it's the Swiss Greek.
The Swiss Greek.
He's here. Yeah. He's here.
We should have got entrance music for him. So the thing is I love the whole thing that they did with Sting. Look, the guy is 65 years old.
Right.
The guy's been in the business. I can't even tell you how long that he's been in the business. And I thought it was a great send-off, Mitch.
Listen, for me, I'm a little weirdo on this one. I kind of didn't want, because they gave away the belts on the Wednesday night anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, you win them to give them back. I thought, why not just give it to the EVP? They could have worked with that whole shtick and gone forward with it and been the tag. But it's kind of, I think I kind of like them as the bad bosses too. They don't need the belts. They can just run amok, if you will.
Normally, I would say yes. Get the EVP angle, which is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
Because they listen.
They listen. This is what I'm saying.
Did you see them take a shot at the con?
I saw.
Did you see them take a shot at the con?
Did I see it? Of course I saw it.
So, they take a shot at the con. If it was anyone else, they would have done it. We got the belts. We messed you up. We're here to stay. Get out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't do it to a guy like that. Here's the other thing I noticed.
What's that?
I loved how WWE gave Sting a little bit of spotlight.
I had that written down. I don't know if I liked it or not.
No.
Only because he was WWE at one time. That's it. That's the only reason I liked it.
The thing, what that says to me is, that's how much they respect this guy, Mitch. But did you see the McAfee getting a little out of hand?
Yeah.
He's like, incredible match yesterday. Could you see Cole looking and be like, no!
Well, that's the problem.
No, you don't.
Give McAfee the mic like that, he's going to run with it.
He's a fan.
Hey, he's not controversial.
That guy,
Aaron Rodgers is.
There it is.
He's an anti-vaxxer. So one thing, AEW, can we just tell you something?
Yeah.
Bravo. What have we said over the last month plus? Get rid of the Jon Moxley and the Orange Cassidy in the morning at the start of the match, whatever you want to call it. Now look at you. Looking good.
Best show of the year.
That's all I'm saying.
Best show of the year.
That's right.
No promos. No. They started with promos. Look, they got a new look on the logo.
Yeah.
Daddy even made the new thread logo. Daddy's working on the Team MLW page.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Everything's changed. You start with the promo, you get with a little more promo, and then you come in with the now I can get behind the Undisputed. They're looking a little better.
Exactly.
Because this.
They have a reason to live.
There's purpose in their life.
There's purpose. Can I just say about Christian Cage real quick?
Yeah.
Him and his faction, they're like a little cult. You know what I mean? Like a little cult, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of starting to like them as my favorite.
Speaking of cult,
yeah,
I was watching the Dynamite.
Right.
Obviously. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. The House of Black. Follow me on this. If they are speculated to leave.
I was just going
to
say.
As they are speculated to do so.
Right.
Why don't they become the Judgment Day?
What?
And merge.
Well, definitely something. One of them. Well, I get the one guy is kind of engaged to Rhea.
Yeah.
Great little story.
What do you call him? Buddy Rogers?
Buddy Rogers. Now.
Buddy Rogers.
Buddy Rogers.
Yeah.
Two more things in AEW before we go on.
Fair.
Number one. When I watch Hook, how old is he? 17? 16? How old is he?
It depends on what state, but he's barely legal, yes.
Right. Taking on Cage,
yeah.
The other Cage. So many cages over there.
There's a lot of cages.
Right? My whole thing is this. How can I take this serious? Now, I know Hook won that match, but guys.
But did he?
He literally is 100 man pounds lighter than the other guy.
Easily.
You can't tell me that guy can beat up Cage. That guy's a muscle machine, that dude. He can't do that.
It doesn't make sense.
There's no... you know what this does? Is the guy that's at the bar who happens to be looking at it, maybe having a couple of libations, having some drinks, he looks up, he goes, you know what? I could be like Hook. And looks across the bar and sees a guy of the same stature as the Cage. This is how bar fights start. where that guy goes, I think I could take him. Yeah. No, you can't. I'm just going to lay it out right now. You can't take him. Don't try. Don't do anything stupid. AEW is giving false hope to these guys.
And you know what, Hook? Maybe join Toastmasters. You know, learn a word or two.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Okay, last thing. Let's get to that main event. It was Will Ospreay taking on the ROH television champion. I got his name right here. Hold on. Right
here. Careful with it.
Kyle Fletcher. Thank God. All right. Buddy, I think Kyle Fletcher's dead.
I think he's dead.
And one of the best matches I have seen. I say this almost every week about some sort of match. This one's top three for sure.
Dude, Darby Allin and Will Ospreay, they're not making it to 40.
No.
They're not doing it. There's no way these guys can make it to 40.
There's no way.
So remember we were talking about and we were throwing shade on the whole Don Callis family. Why are they putting these matches together? Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. When you got Ospreay Takeshita on the pay-per-view, that was a match of a year candidate.
Right.
And then you got the Fletch and the Ospreay. That's a match of the year candidate. My mom and Tamara were watching the show because I was watching AEW and I'm like, Mom, this guy, he's crazy. And they're right. Like, oh, he died. He must have died. Oh my God, is he okay?
And how about at the end, Brian coming out?
Come on.
Hey. And they tried to be like The Rock, not say anything, but say something with their body language. It didn't work as well, but I get it.
And you know what I can say about you, AEW?
Yeah.
You're really making it rain over there.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up.
With the rainmaker. Yes.
What'd you think of that? Would you like that?
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved every part of it. Loved the presentation. Loved where it was. Loved that it came on the new look, the new addition, the new transition. Buddy, everything, listen.
Yeah.
Everything that AEW did on Wednesday is everything that WWE is doing. And the bottom line is it works.
Yes.
That's how you just tell stories and do a show. It's more that, look, their matches, we talk about their matches are better, but it's more than just throwing people out there and having good matches. This finally.
The only thing I'll say about it is I still need to watch this guy a little bit more. To say I followed this guy in Japan or know a lot about him, I don't. The times I've seen him when he comes to AEW and has wrestled, I wasn't overly excited, but I know that it's like something that I just got to get used to. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, the AEW is going to change. The Young Bucks are going to win the titles. Kenny Omega is going to come back, and things are going to start happening again.
Everything's going to balance out.
Everything's going to balance out.
You know what else is going to balance out? It's the alternate scenario. Our good friend Larry's in the house. Larry's, welcome.
Hello.
How are you, buddy? If you want, grab a mic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get you in. You came at the right time.
He's here for the sports show as well, but Larry is our man.
Larry came early. Hold on, Larry. Give me a sound check.
Check, check. 1, 2.
Oh, yeah.
How about now?
2. There it is.
There it is.
Larry, this is the part of the show where we basically give scenarios and we tag each other in and you just answer it which way you want. It's kind of like Maga Malaka, but a little bit different.
There we go.
Better moniker, Mr. WrestleMania. Main event, Jey Uso in this case, or Mr. Perfect? I'll tag you in.
Ooh, it's Mr. Perfect. How can it be better than that? It's perfect.
Tag Larry.
Tag.
100% Mr. Perfect.
Can't get better than perfect, can you?
You can't get better. But you know what? There's something to be said about being you're the main event or Mr. WrestleMania. I'm going with Mr. WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
That. Come on. That's pretty good.
And they're all good.
They're all great. Let's go with this one. Who's the real GOAT? Tom Brady or Bret the Hitman Hart? Let me finish. Both have 7 world titles, but only one has 2 King of the Rings, 3-time tag champ, 2 intercontinental belts, 5 U.S. titles, and a 2-time.
2-time.
Hall of Famer, Bret Hart. Who's the real GOAT? Larry.
Sharpshooter.
Excellently executed, Larry. When you put it like that, that trumps every MVP.
This is, for years, we've all talked about it. Is it Jordan? Is it Gretzky? No, it's been Brett. He's right there, right in front of us the whole time.
Our homegrown own.
That's right.
By the way, Dungeon Wrestling, March 29th at the Pavilion.
Hey, just so you know, Larry and I went to the same high school as the Brett. So what? We're technically
alumni. Junior high, too.
This is, and junior high. Good point. Thank you, Larry.
I've been to the house many times.
Oh, that's actually.
I held the belt.
Better heel today, Logan Paul or Christian? I'll tag you in.
Ooh, you know what? I got to tell you. It's Christian. He still has it. Right. When you make fun of people's moms and dads.
Right.
But I'm going to give it to the Logan Paul right now. We didn't even talk. He started SmackDown,
That's
Mitch.
That's right, man. Dude, there's no one hotter than Logan Paul right now. Like, his brand is everywhere.
It's Hansel from Zoolander, then Logan Paul.
He's the new Apple of everything. He's got everything.
Larry, let me tag you in.
I agree with everything you just said.
It's the Paul.
Yeah, it's the Paul.
You know what? I'm going with Christian, 100%. But there's a side question. Knock on wood.
Okay.
If your mom had the opportunity to date Christian, would you want Christian to be maybe your stepdad?
Yes.
Hold on. There's no way he lasts with my mom. This is the thing. There's no way it happens.
There's no way I last with his mom either.
I'm staying out of this one.
Daddy!
Last one. Should Cody finish his story? Now, here's the thing. This could change as we get closer to WrestleMania. I'll tag you in.
Yes, it's time.
Hell no. I'm telling you, this is way more exciting if you don't let him have it. It's more exciting this way.
You're ruthless, Mitch.
I know. Laris, what do you think?
I need to watch more wrestling.
You're missing out, Laris.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you.
This is way too exciting.
Listen, I'll tell you how you can watch more wrestling. I can tell you how you can listen to more wrestling. If you want to watch more wrestling, you're in the Calgary area, March 29th, 6 p.m. Bell starts at the Victoria Pavilion. It's Dungeon Wrestling brought by the Hart family. Our very own daddy, Mike McGuire. He is the daddy. He's running the show now. He's like their Paul Heyman. It's amazing.
He is the
Paul Heyman. He's really the Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
We do the co-commentary with Mike McGuire. But outside of that, Larry, there's this thing called McGuire on Wrestling. Here's what you get. You get the alternate commentary table that you're listening to us.
Boom.
You get McGuire on Wrestling dropping Sundays.
Boom.
We got a guy from England. Actually, he's got us. Either way, you spin it across the pond. It's the squared circle with Andy Evans.
International. Boom.
Team MOW on the Facebook page. Just ask to join. We'll vouch for you.
Boom.
Now, you want a little bit of this. You want to search for the merch, McGuireShow.com. Read a bio. Have a coffee. Get a shirt. Maybe GWO or one that says...
Chair shot.
It's right here. I was gonna
wear it underneath as well.
There it is.
Yeah, that's Mitch, because it's his tag, right?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
Then Mike created the merch.
It's become the biggest seller. It's the biggest seller right now.
It's trending. It's trending on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, looking forward to it. And, we'll see you next week.
Have a great week.